USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are hoping to attach a coronavirus relief deal to an omnibus bill that would fund the government for another week. A bipartisan group is still finalizing their $908 billion stimulus proposal, dubbing themselves the 908 Coalition. Delaware Senator Chris Coons says something has to be done before everyone heads home for the Christmas recess.
I think we have to work even harder and get to the table with some fresh thinking and some new ideas, because bluntly, I don't understand how any of us can go home for the holidays and look our constituents in the face or the mask, because so many are suffering.
President Trump says mass distribution of a coronavirus vaccine will start soon, thanks to Operation Warp Speed. The head of Operation Warp Speed also laying out distribution plans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Doctors testifying before a Senate committee regarding COVID-19 are stressing the need for early treatment of the virus.
As is the case with any infection, early intervention has been proven time over again that is of critical importance. The same is true for COVID-19.
Dr. Gene Jocks Ryder from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, also says early treatment is beneficial in a number of ways. Other witnesses testifying about various other treatments as well. The Army is firing or suspending 14 officers and enlisted soldiers at Fort Hood. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy announcing on Tuesday a slate of policy changes to address chronic leadership failures, which he said fostered a pattern of violence, including murder, sexual assaults.
I am gravely disappointed that leaders failed to effectively create a climate that treated all soldiers with dignity and respect.
At least 25 soldiers died this year at Fort Hood. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
If election challenges by the Trump campaign are allowed to continue, a senator says he'll help.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas said Monday that should the Supreme Court decide to hear the Pennsylvania election irregularities in the 2020 election, he has offered to present the case for President Trump.
I'm hopeful the Supreme Court will step forward to its responsibility and resolve this case and resolve other cases as needed according to law and according to the Constitution to say this is a country where we respect the rule of law, where we follow the Constitution.
Senator Cruz on Fox is a lawyer. Cruz holds degrees in public policy and law from Princeton University and Harvard Law School. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As shopping continues during the pandemic, hospital executives are imploring people to shop online.
Make the switch to doing your retail shopping by home delivery or by curbside pickup. Every trip that you take outside of your bubble at home is a risk.
Medical Director Dr. Michael Hirsch with Boston Children's Hospital speaking there on ABC's Good Morning America. If you are heading to the malls, many of them are operating at reduced capacity, and masks are mandatory as well. COVID is making Tuesday night football a regular thing. The Cowboys and Ravens are playing tonight in Baltimore. Kickoff set for just after 6 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.